everybody. Happy Wednesday.
That's right. Happy Wednesday. Fesco and Dusty Wednesday poll is up. It's 100 days until the Chiefs' first game of the season. How many wins will they have this season? 16 to 17, 13 to 15, 10 to 12, or less than 10?
How are we trending so far?
Leaning heavy towards 13 to 15.
I think that seems to be the logical choice for a lot of people. Yeah. 13 to 15, right? 16 and 17 is... that's a pretty damn good season. If you go 17-0, 16-1, 15-2, still pretty good season as well, you know, depending on how you get there, right? So I think I think that's going to be the runaway, if I'm going to guess. I think that's where we're going to see the runaway with the votes this morning, is that 13-15 range.
It's the safe bet, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
I'm glad to see the less than 10 only with 1.9% of the vote. I was a little worried that we'd have some doubters, I don't know.
What would you be doubting on this team right now? If you're a Chiefs fan this morning and you're taking off your Royals pants because Salvi struck out last night, putting on your Chiefs complain pants, how could you even wake up this morning thinking they would be, what did you say, 8 to 10? Was that the
less
number?
Less than 10.
Less than 10. How could you even wake up this morning thinking an Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes-led team would have less than 10 wins? That's got to be people just voting just for the hell of it, right?
Probably.
Like what would tell you, what would be the one thing maybe that I'm missing that you would say, oh my God, that's why they're going to have less than 10 wins?
Yeah, you just go negative with everything. So, like, Chris Jones, you're older. He doesn't have it anymore. Left side of the line, screwed. Rashee Rice suspended. The injury's going to be too slow coming off of it. Hollywood Brown's never had a full season. I'm just, like, being extra haterade. Pacheco, right, he's washed. Like, you just do everything. You know, Nick Bolton, that was his best season of his career. That's not happening again. Like,
what
you just
fun
do that.
Is that, though?
Yeah,
if that's your attitude in May, at the beginning of June and the season, like, hasn't even started. They haven't even broke for summer break yet, and that's the attitude that you have, and you're saying less than 10 wins. Are you going to pay attention during the season, or are you just going to check out and let this thing go to hell? Because that's kind of the mindset that you're putting yourself in. I can't imagine having that mindset about this team right now. I'm excited for the start of football season, and as Bink said, he actually got me more excited because, like, they can kind of lay in low a little bit. You haven't seen much out of this team.
True.
And he used the term vengeance time, and I like that a lot for this organization.
I think there's worries in the secondary, but we don't need to talk about that in May. We can wait to see, you know, how guys look in training camp or who's kind of really vying to be cornerback number two. I mean, you're gonna have a second year starter and a fourth year starter who hasn't really taken that full lead in Brian Cook. No Justin Reed. McDuffie's in a contract year. If Chris Jones is aging, does pressure slow down up front?
Yep.
Can Karloftis create more?
About the two new guys they drafted, too?
Those are also rookies.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we can get into those later, but it's May, right? Like, they just showed up to the front door at One Arrowhead Drive. So, I'm not going to get into, you know, where they can be really successful, where they can be, you know, kind of hurt, but... we'll talk about that because it is 100 days until the Chiefs will play their first game.
Mm-hmm.
And that game obviously is in Brazil against the Chargers, where if worms had machine guns.
If worms had machine guns, then birds wouldn't be scared of them.
Right. So we asked the question on the other side, which is the biggest sports debate in the Kansas City sports history?
Yeah, we got Jersh coming on, and he's probably the leader in the clubhouse when it comes to the most debated topic in Kansas City sports history, right?
Mm-hmm.
When, no matter what side you're on, Gordo would have been out if he would have sent him. But it doesn't mean people don't want to see what would have happened. Maybe they throw the ball high, or who knows what happens in that situation. But I think Gordo definitely would have been out. But it doesn't stop everybody from having that debate. You go to any place in town and you bring up Mike Jersley, what are they going to say? He should have sent him. I mean, that's like the immediate thing that people say with Mike Jersley. So I think it's the biggest debate in Kansas City sports history.
Yes. I would have said no until it happened, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
But like my whole life, so I always inserted myself into like the grown men conversation of sports. Like I always kept my ear to the wall where it came to like my dad and uncles talking about the Chiefs. And my whole life it was Gerbach or Gannon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think if you look at the numbers, like Gannon wasn't like blowing people away. Like they weren't like over the top. Like, oh my God, this guy has to start. It's hindsight. He goes to the Oakland Raiders at the time. Wins an MVP, goes to a Super Bowl, gets embarrassed by Gruden. And I think that's why people like essentially were like, this guy. Plus, Elvis was like hated here.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. The deep down seated thing. You say it's hindsight. It wasn't for those players in that locker room. Right. They couldn't believe what Marty was doing. And that's why there was a disconnect. I mean, look, Marty did a lot of great things here, but he sucked in the playoffs and really hurt his players by the way that he approached the postseason. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that can be forgotten because of the successes that he had in bringing this football program back on the map and making it a relevant franchise, you know, for the first time in 30 years. But also, he was terrible in the postseason. You never should have gone back to Elvis Gerbach in that type of situation. Mm-hmm. Rich Gannon was the hot hand. He had the team believing in him. And sometimes you have to make tough decisions as a head coach, even if you think, okay, this is the guy we went out and acquired. He's the guy we're paying all this money to. He needs to be the guy on the field in the biggest games. Doesn't matter at that point in time. You got to go with the hot hand. And they totally screwed that one up. So I think up until the Gerschle situation, right, mm-hmm. that was clearly the biggest sports debate in Kansas City, was Gerbach versus Gannon. There's no doubt in my mind. But I think over the years, we've gotten some other ones that have popped up. Should Patrick Mahomes have played the second half versus the Tennessee Titans in the playoffs? I'm a firm no on that because of the way that everything has played out right now in front of our eyes. I don't want to change a damn thing about the arc of Patrick Mahomes' career. NBA or NHL, great July debate in Kansas City. We have that seemingly every year.
Both.
Christian Cologne being drafted over Chris Sale. I'm a big, you know, butterfly effect guy. Cologne was involved in two of the biggest, you know, moments in Royals history. So I wouldn't change that one.
Sale would have cut up your City Connects.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you probably would have traded him, and who knows if he even would have won a
World
Series. He wouldn't
have made it
right
here. He'd have lost his head in like 2 years.
Yeah, you're
look
probably
what happened
right
in
about
Chicago.
That. Yeah, fast, man. Yeah. That guy went, you know, jersey cutting real fast. And mm-hmm. so that was always a debate that people had. You had block foul on Thomas Robinson. That's a great one because it was clearly a block.
Yeah.
Bob Davis said so. Block! Block! Rest in peace, Bob. That's but he called it.
I mean, literally, go up to if you ever want to start a whole bunch of you know what with Robin Carrington, just go up to each of them separate ways.
Yes.
Carrington, was it a block or a foul? Pressy, but come on, man. Yeah. You know, it's a foul.
It's a block.
And then you go to Robin. Dude, it's clear block. You
clear block.
First.
Yeah, of clear course. Block. It was clear.
Huge
go
debate.
Back and watch the video. It's a clear
huge debate.
Nobody's saying it was a foul or anything like that. It was a block as the day is long. I mean,
where'd you go to college?
He got that big hand up there and knocked that thing away, right? And then the final debate I think that people are now having is build new in Kansas or renovate in Missouri.
It's on the text line.
Is it really?
100%.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I threw that in as kind of a joke.
No, it's on the text line. Somebody says all-time now debate is Kansas or Missouri with sports teams.
Really?
100%. Staring at it.
It belongs on the
Matt's
list for sure. Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad because I was like, just like kind of throw away. Ha ha. Funny. Yeah. Let's have some fun. Build new in Kansas or renovate in Missouri. Right?
It's a thing.
Did we miss anything on that list?
I don't think so.
Did text line come up with anything good that we like, oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I'm looking, but I'm just seeing like.
I think we hit them all.
Somebody says, "Is Patrick Mahomes the biological father of Josh Allen?"
Yeah.
I don't know. I think one that's like a deep cut would be like, "What if Andy flew to Arizona?"
I know that's another good one too, yeah. But that's not a debate. That's
what if
you know, and you pull back the if he would have flown to Arizona, I just can't see him taking the Arizona Cardinal job over the Chiefs job. I just can't see that, especially when, you know, the history with the Chiefs and the Hunt family and Dick Vermeil telling him take the Kansas City job and, Arizona being an utter dumpster fire every year. So, he made the right decision.